Chapter 1. Tatum. He got bailed out of jail today, my best friend Maya reminds me. Even through my phone speaker, I can sense she's rolling her eyes. Mommy's money is coming in handy once again. Yeah, I know. My sister told me what happened earlier. My ex-boyfriend getting arrested for domestic violence is the reason why the view I'm looking at right now is waterlogged pine branches instead of skyscrapers. Not that I mind the change, though. As someone who was born and raised in Dallas, Texas, I eventually found the city to be exhausting. Dallas is just a handful of minutes away from my parents' estate, and many people moved into the city in search of an opportunity. It was time for me to move out of it, though, for the very same reason. That's how I landed in Maple Crest. It's a small city that's nestled at the base of a mountain with giant maple trees that line the main street. Many of the old homes feature historical plaques beside their front doors. Due to the almost always overcast weather here, it sometimes feels like time has stopped in the middle of fall. That's one of the reasons why I moved to this particular town in the Pacific Northwest in the first place. I've always loved the weather most people hated. A strong wind that shakes the treetops, lightning that lights up the night sky, and above all else, rain. Standing by the window with a warm mug of cocoa, I soak in the sight. The sky is dark gray today, and it's starting to rain. To me, rain means comfort, and there's plenty of that here. Thinking back to what Maya and I are discussing, I know I got lucky regarding what my ex did to me. The first time he raised his hands to me was the only time. I made sure of that. He attacked me, and once the shock wore off, I wasn't afraid to hit him back when he tried to take things even further. Once I managed to subdue him, I called the cops. Because there was physical evidence of what he did marking my body, he got arrested, and I remained free on the terms of self-defense. Unfortunately, however, there's hardly any real justice when the wealthy are involved. Both of our families have money. His just has more. I was seriously hoping that someone was going to shiv that Maya! I interrupt, then let out a breathy chuckle. Jesus. What? You wished for it too, I know you did. There's a pause in our conversation because we both know that she's right. People like Lucas are dangerous and are likely going to snap any day. He didn't show signs of violence before we got together. Otherwise, I wouldn't have committed myself to him. But before I kicked his ass, I could see in his eyes that he enjoyed the pain he inflicted on me. Lucas is not only capable of, but will do worse in the not-too-distant future. It's just a matter of time before he lowers himself to that level again. I wish all this shit didn't make you have to move away. You've only been gone for 3 months, but I miss you like crazy, she admits. What happened with him wasn't what made me want to move. It was my decision and something I was already considering before that happened. I let my hand fall away from my neck, where I swear I can still feel the bruise Lucas left. I miss you too, though. She sighs. As soon as I can, I'm taking a trip down there, got it?
Got it,
I affirm. Hey, I've got to get going, but I'll call you later. Okay, fine. Be safe, Tatum. Love you. Love you too. Feeling something rub against my legs as I hang up, I look down to see my cat's emerald green eyes staring back at me. Coincidentally, they are the same shade and color as my own. He's a pain in the ass and was the kitten nobody else wanted from a stray litter Maya had found a few years ago. Lenny was dumped on me out of the blue once she got too busy to take care of him. I was less than thrilled about it at first, but he's my pain in the ass and has become my little shadow ever since. The move was worth it, don't you think, Lenny? He meows his response and rubs against my leg again. Moving here vastly differs from the big city I grew up in. Still, after my uncle died earlier this year and left his small, cabin-like home to his next of kin, my dad, the decision to move here was a no-brainer. My dad was going to sell the place if I didn't take up residence, so there was no point in letting the opportunity go to waste. Like me, my uncle chose to live a different life than the rest of the family.